Why is it that some people put tefillin on Chol HaMoed and some don't? But on Rosh Chodesh, when we say the Shemoneh Esrei after Hallel, we take it off because it's like a yontif. Following this custom, shouldn't everyone not use tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Now, first of all, Rosh Chodesh, one has to wear tefillin, and therefore we do wear tefillin, except because the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is somewhat like a yontif, we take off the tefillin to show that Rosh Chodesh has some aspect of yontif, but we do wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh. On Chol HaMoed, there's an opinion that one should not wear tefillin at all. And there's another opinion that one must wear tefillin at least part of the time. Even on Chol HaMoed, those who wear tefillin take it off for Hallel and Musaf to show that Chol HaMoed is also a partial yontif, just as much, if not more, than Rosh Chodesh. So even those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed take them off for Hallel and Musaf like we take them off on Rosh Chodesh. The ones who hold you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because they feel that Chol HaMoed, even though one is allowed to work, but or certain works at least. Since on Sukkot we sit in the sukkah and on Pesach we eat matzah, that is enough of a sign to exempt one from wearing tefillin because the sign of the yontif preempts the sign of the tefillin. Others hold that since you're allowed to do many works on Chol HaMoed that you're not allowed to do on yontif, and there are situations that permit work to be done, therefore Chol HaMoed is not a full-fledged sign, and therefore you still need the sign of tefillin. However, during Hallel and Musaf, which is the time that Chol HaMoed is clearly treated like a yontif, there we take the tefillin off.